In just a minute, Bill joins the Von Trapp family to rhyme every mountain. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, Burger King has opened up a new restaurant in Finland, and this one is a little different from the Burger Kings you might know. It's a Burger King slash what?
Spa.
Yes!
What?
Very good. Finally, you can have it your way, assuming your way is sweaty and prune-like. In Finland, Burger King has put the hell in health spa by giving their customers a chance to steam their buns and their buns. It's got showers, a locker room, and a 15-seat sauna. They say is perfect for work events. So, yeah, imagine, because you're thinking, of course, I would go there with my coworkers and eat hamburgers naked in a cloud of hot steam.
Scandinavia.
It's like everybody gets to have the same work anxiety dream at the same time. BK posted photos of their first official Burger King sauna on Facebook. It's got Burger King logo towels and everything is in Burger King colors. Here's some of the comments on their website. Quote, no. Quote, no. Quote, A. That's Finnish for no.
Are you supposed to eat while you're in the sauna?
I believe so. I mean, the idea, because the Finns love their saunas, as we know. Mm-hmm. And so the assumption is that some Finnish customers would be like, oh, I can get my lunch and my sauna at the same time.
Yeah, that's not where you want to be when you say, I'd like a Whopper.
Faith. This week, Threshold Entertainment, a production company, announced they had received $80 million to produce a movie based on what?
Is it? It's something unlikely.
Well, it depends. It depends.
You know that
what
much.
You think about Hollywood, because you know that there's a huge business for movies based on video games. So this is another one of those.
So this is a movie based on a video game?
Yeah. In a world in which geometric blocks keep falling from the sky for no reason.
In Vietnam, wasn't there a Tet offensive?
There was.
Tet? Tetris!
Tetris!
Oh!
That was very...
Paula,
that was very strange yet helpful, Paula.
Wow.
So it only makes sense that a movie studio has set aside $80 million to make a live-action movie based on Tetris. We don't know much about the plot.
I'm excited about the Pong movie.
That would be exciting.
At least you're competing against somebody.
Yeah, at least there's like, left paddle wants to win, but right paddle wants to win as well. So you have conflict. That's
no one's ever beaten the right paddle.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's actually told from the perspective of the little ball.
Why are these people hitting me? Adam, one of the biggest safety issues on the road is cars hitting pedestrians, of course. So to make their driverless cars safer, Google has taken out a patent that if put into effect will make their cars what?
Sticky.
That's right, Adam. And do you know why?
Because getting hit by a car is a bad thing, but it's those secondary hits that are really, that'll really mess you up. So Google says, why don't we invent a sticky substance that fits on our bumper so that when we accidentally hit somebody,
we stay there.
They'll stick there.
Yes, Adam is exactly right, because a lot of injuries are caused not by the initial impact, but by the things that the pedestrians are thrown into,
be it
other cars or the street.
It's a cautionary tale, really, for pedestrians after that.
Yeah. So the good news is...
The car doesn't pull over right away.
No, it parades
it's
around town.
Driving around with the person stuck on it, like Velcro. Right.
Yeah. You know, the person stuck to it, I guarantee you every person or 90% of people stuck to those bumpers will have their cell phone in one hand.
Yeah.
But what if it's a really bad driver who's driving around with just people stuck on all sides of their car?
Well, this is for the driverless cars.
Yeah.
A really bad driverless car.
Hey, does anyone want to play bridge? Well, do we have a fourth? No, I'll go get one. People.
So humiliating. You're just stuck to a car.
Yeah, and then they pull over and go in for lunch, and you're just there.
Hey, can you guys get me a Diet Coke?
It'll be great. You put this on Ubers, they won't have to slow down to pick you up. You just step in front of them. Whoa! And off you go.
I'm stuck on you. I've got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose.
guess I'm on my way.